providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second hour of KER Politics. I'm going to devote this entire hour to a clergyman by the name of Reverend Erwin Lutzer. At one time, and perhaps even today, he is the pastor of the largest, I would call, Protestant church in Chicago, if you don't include the suburb. He's a well-known author. I have done a fair amount of research on Reverend Lutzer. He's a very well-known author. I have purchased actually three additional books that he has written because I have nothing but time for him. The name of this book, and you guys are going to love this. When I say you guys, I mean all the way from CFS in Indiana up to Tony up in England. You're going to love this guy. I have read a large portion of his book, which is We Will Not Be Silenced, and I have to tell you, I cannot put it down. Reverend Lutzer, let's start out. Why did you write this book?
You know, I wrote this book when I began to realize that the radical left in America does not believe that America can be fixed. It has to be destroyed. Its institutions have to be destroyed. And then it will be rebuilt on a quasi-Marxist foundation. And on the other side of the revolution, there will be things such as income equality, the end of white supremacy, the end of racism. And so what I do is, and as you well know, there's a difference between classical Marxism, which brought about the revolutions in Russia and China,
right.
And cultural Marxism, which says we can achieve the same results incrementally. And so cultural Marxism says we have to capture the institutions such as education and the media and law and vote for the right people. We can bring it in. But Al, this is very important for your listeners to understand. What I do in the book, and indeed it is called, as you mentioned, We Will Not Be Silenced. I was afraid that the church was being shamed into silence. But anyway, what I do is I apply this and show that it is being worked out in the vilification of our history, how that America has to be condemned continually. Certainly racism is a scourge on America, but you'd think that that was the only thing that America was known for, and all of the positive achievements are left out.
That's right.
So I show how it applies to the vilification of our history. I also show how it applies to race. Now, Al, you know that here in the city of Chicago, there was a community organizer by the name of Saul Alinsky.
Right,
he was a committed Marxist, and he talked about the glories of Marxism. He knew that Marxism could be applied to race. And I talked with someone who worked with him, and he said that Saul Alinsky was not interested in solving problems. He used to say, don't solve problems, use them.
Right.
He said we had good methods by which we might be able to help the under-resourced communities here in Chicago, and he put a kibosh on that because he indicated that what we could do is to apply Marxism to race so that there would be continual, perpetual conflict until the oppressed overcome the oppressors. And that's why you have all these diversity studies in our universities today. They are not interested in anything like reconciliation. They are interested in a new form of racism that's based on the color of one's skin. They are opposed to Martin Luther King Jr., who said that we should not judge one another by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. So what you have is this applied to race. And by the way, the church here has a lot to say. Maybe you can ask me about that because
of course
the church has an answer that secular people don't have. But then I also apply it to freedom of speech. Marxists believe that if you have freedom of speech, the capitalists will win because they will take advantage of freedom of speech. So what we have to do is to limit speech. It is the oppressors that should have freedom of speech. And that's why in our universities today, you have the LGBTQ community. They have unlimited freedom of speech, but conservatives are frozen out. So that also, and one of the most important chapters has to do with how propaganda works. I show that the purpose of propaganda is to so shape people's view of reality that even when confronted with a mountain of evidence, they will not change their mind. And I show how that happens. And then we talk about the destruction of the family. One of the longest chapters is on socialism, where I show that socialism initially appears to be attractive, but why it cannot work. So that's the essence of the book, We Will Not Be Silenced.
Reverend Lutzer, I have to tell you from personal experience, sir, it's a great book. And that book convinced me to buy two or three additional books written by yourself, sir. What I would like you to additionally talk about, it's probably the most recent aspect of the book, portion, I guess I should say, of the book that I have read, is let's talk about the Marxist view on the family, first of all, because I think everybody can relate to that.
This is very critical. Marx believed that the family was a unit of oppression.
Right.
What people must understand is that for Marx, external oppression is the great enemy. If we just took away oppression, everybody'd live together in peace and harmony. So he saw that men oppressed their wives, parents oppressed their children, they took them to church. God was the ultimate oppressor.
Right, I remember that.
And so if we could do away with God and we could do away with this oppression, then of course we'd have peace and harmony. So Marxism has always been destructive of the family. Let's take Black Lives Matter. Do Black Lives Matter? Of course, all Black Lives Matter. And yet the organization that takes that mantra, if you look at their webpage, they had in it that they believe in the dissolution of the nuclear family because they are Marxists. So we must understand that the family in Marxism has to be destroyed. Women have to get outside the home, and then the government has to raise the children so that the children are raised with atheism, with socialism, and so forth. And so that all is rooted in Marxism.
I want to say one thing, Reverend Lutzer, and that is I want to stress personally that Marxists believe wholeheartedly that the ultimate oppressor is God. And I have a problem with that. I have some very good Jewish friends, and I know you believe in the Judeo-Christian philosophy, and some of the most adamant people who I have on the program who are absolutely against, they have written books similar to We Will Not Be Silenced, perhaps not as good, but they have written books similar to that, and I want to say that they are absolutely adamantly on your side. So for our Jewish audience, this guy, Reverend Lutzer, is not against you in terms of his, what I would have to call, macro philosophy. He is looking out for absolutely the best of our country, for our country. Reverend Lutzer, we've only got about 30 seconds left here, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. And I'm going to say that anybody who does not buy this book is missing perhaps one of the greatest reads of our time. I'm going to put a live link on the site this weekend. You can order the book directly from Amazon. You simply have to read it. Ladies and gentlemen, a real quick commercial break, news break. Big Al's going to be right back with Reverend Irwin Lutzer.